2088. Our big website is resist.com. Our email address is warmetzger@sbcglobal.net. That's sbcglobal.net. And our big telephone 24-hour service is 760-723-8996, where you can become famous by calling in and putting your bitch, your gripe, your comment, your great intelligence on there, and if you don't talk too long, we'll run it on the show.
Whoa.
Hey, it's Dr. Collenberg's here again in the studio, and we're ready to roll.
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Pretty gravy. You know, they're having blizzards back east and stuff, so in honor of them, yesterday I decided to wear a long-sleeve shirt first time this year. Sweated my ass off. Yeah. I was going to die.
Yeah, it's been running about in the 70s around
here.
Yeah, I
know. But I think honor for those suckers back east. I just wanted to dress warm for them.
All those poor Aryans back there in Lower Slobovia.
Yeah, makes me happy.
Wow.
Only one good thing about living in California is the weather.
That's true. Now, don't forget to get your subscription in for the big war paper. Dr. Collenberg's going to be very upset with you.
God damn it.
If you don't subscribe, it's $30 a year. That's 12 issues, not 11 like we've been for a long time. That's 12 big 20-page issues, and that's in the USA, and it comes to you in a plain brown envelope.
Delivered by a government agent.
Yes, and don't scare them.
Well, post office got
anyhow, the Canada, that Soviet state of Kanukistan, it's $40 up there, and we send them first class to Canada in a plain brown envelope, and then around the world, in almost every country you can think of, we send a few of these papers, and it's $50 in all other countries, and that's in U.S. funds only. Please don't send me some of that funny-looking money that I have to run all over.
South African, our money, or
well,
Zimbabwe.
Well, I get, a lot of times I get a British pounds and things like that, and it's a bitch to transfer that stuff.
Oh, yeah. They charge you like 20-30%.
Well, and I live in a small town here. We're not exactly
up. You have to drive downtown San Diego to get it.
Yeah, right. So make sure it's in U.S. funds. Now, let me see now. What else? Oh, my goodness. We got so many videos and books and everything. And tune in to our radio show, which does come on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, as long as I don't sleep through it.
Yeah.
And we put it on at 7 o'clock, that's Pacific time, and that's 10 o'clock Eastern time. And then we rerun it about all night on Wednesday night, and then usually we put the repeat show on Sunday and let her run all day.
I need to be tolerant because you are a gray-haired grandfather.
That's right. Now, where in the hell did that come from?
Well, they got to be tolerant if you speak to the show.
Oh, that's true. You know, last week what I did?
Yeah.
I come Thursday and I said, my God, I forgot to put the show on Wednesday. So I put it on Thursday. I sent a deal out on the email and put it on
Thursday. We're all getting old.
Thursday. Now, look, you guys, there's a lot of people wanting to us to put our radio show on some other services, and we'd be more than happy to do that if we get a few donations. So, wait a minute.
I think you would grow a third leg before you get on YouTube, bastards.
Yeah, so we're on Shoutcast Radio because it's free, but now we can do four shows a month with one service, and it's going to cost $15 a month.
You know, most Aryans think donations are a Jewish plot.
Yeah. When it comes to donations, they're all a bunch of communists.
They want to buy their merchandise, and they want it on time in the right color, and they want it 2 weeks early.
That's right.
God damn it.
That's right.
Where's my shit?
And and we know you're making a fortune.
You're
getting rich off
living in Beverly Hills, Missouri.
So anyhow, that's the thing to do, and $15 a month, that came out to about $160 or $180 a year. But they want the money up front.
Yeah.
Damn capitalists.
Well, there's no guarantee they'll be around for
They probably won't be around in a year. But anyhow, if we get some extra money in here, we're going to put the radio show on other services, too. I don't know about the Turner Broadcasting, because it was $25 a shot?
Yeah.
That was a little salty for us, even though, you know, I like Ted. I mean, not Ted Turner. Hal Turner. But they got a lot of Jesus stuff on there now, though. I noticed that. Yeah, so
like a little devil. And
I think they need some of us non-Jesus people on there, though. That might be good, you know. Okay, here we go. We got a whole lot of calls came in, so let's play some calls.
Groovy.
Yes, the MTV is really blatantly anti-white. It's just like Uncle said, the Jews will always overplay their hand. If they're overplaying their hand now, after that close call Uncle gave them, well, they're simply never going to learn. It's something genetic. I will add this, though. Most of the white race that I come into contact with is complete garbage as well.
Hallelujah.
And I'm about as white as they come.
Oh, come on now.
When I see that swastika or those double lightning bolts, SS style, let's just say I have a great many white people in mind also who should
Whoa.
Be exterminated.
Man of my heart. Man of my heart.
Hitler.
Wow. Boy, Doctor, that's a hard man.
He's absolutely right. Most of the white race is crap, and you know, if you want to really see what a sewer America is, you got to turn on the music video, MTV and that VH1. The other day I was watching this thing on MTV about the great kisses on the video. And I turned on, I guess, in the middle of it. I have no idea what the front part of it. The middle part was about great same-sex kisses.
Oh, that's sweet.
I mean, it's nothing but lesbian and... This is for Valentine's Day. Lesbian.
Well, that's why I listen to old country music, and I tune into the Western shows. You know, I don't have to put up with that.
Well, you watch TV, MTV, and you really hate American culture.
And I'll watch the Turner Classics and see some old movies.
Yeah, well, I record those for my parents.
Are you a glutton for punishment?
I like to get pissed off.
Well, tuning into that stuff.
So one funny thing is 50 Cent, the guy who Eminem discovered as a rapper, got busted for crack and shot 9 times. He is pissed off at Ja Rule, you know, the head of Death Row Records.
Yeah.
Because 50 Cent has been shot, but Ja Rule's never been shot. He's never dealt crack. He's not a real nigger. He just pretended to be a nigger with Death Row Records.
Yeah,
making the money off other niggers.
Well, that's true, he is. Because any nigger worth a damn's been shot a few times.
Oh, just selling crack.
And selling crack.
So 50 Cent is damn right.
He's correct.
He is super nigger.
He is. Kevin,
what's going on? I sent you a message yesterday, and I liked it so much, I decided to play it again for myself today. Like you guys said, a lot of information, a lot of proof of fact, and this is all he said. So keep up the good work, guys. You're doing great. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, buddy. We're always glad to get that kind of call.
Yeah.
Once in a while we get a few of the other kind, but...
call those too.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
okay.
Mr. Kaldenberg, you shouldn't be watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. The star of the show, Sarah Michelle Gellar, is a Jewess.
Oh!
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, instead. She's a cute little Aryan girl.
Let's see.
Is that a caller who said war would help the white race? Well, he's wrong. World War One and World War Two has almost destroyed, weakened the white race, so I have to disagree with him on that. And isn't it strange how Hitler is only vilified in white, Jewish-controlled countries like Australia, Canada, and the United States? The rest of the world, South America, Asia, the Far East, they think Hitler's great, and so do I. And your message is great, too, so thanks very much. Bye.
You're welcome, and that's true. You know, you go to all these other countries. You know, when I was in Japan, they had all kinds of respect for Hitler over there.
Yeah.
They didn't have a problem.
Oh, yeah.
They showed me all these pictures during the war when they had the Nazis were over there and all the officers were running around SS, and they had all the flags, swastikas hanging down.
Well, they had in Bangkok, Thailand, they had a nightclub. There was the Hitler nightclub, and everybody, all the waitresses dressed off in SS uniforms, and the Jews heard about it and got all pissed off and made them change their criteria.
Yeah, well, that's a weakness of the people, though, because the Jews are not that strong if you stand up to them.
Yeah.
You know, the problem is people don't stand up to them, and that's what makes me the maddest of anything, because Jews are not that powerful. We give them the power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And if you stand up
to them...
They're
all bullshit.
I mean, how did they do against the SS?
Oh, not very good.
They didn't argue
about it.
There was no argument. You come to me.
But with the SS weren't allowed to talk to Jews. So the Jews' biggest power is bullshit. And if you don't talk to them, you can't hear their bullshit. So you just shove them in the oven.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Oh, and another thing about Buffy, well, if you watch any show...
God, what an intellect you are.
If you watch any show that's made out of Hollywood, it's basically, if it's not Jewish stars, there's stars that act like Jews or writers who act like Jews. They're all a bunch of kikes. Even the Aryans are kikes in Hollywood.
You know, I feel real sorry for the military men, the Aryans, though, like the man who calls in and thinks it's a good thing to go to war. And I think it's good for men to learn how to be warriors.
Yeah.
And I think it's great for them to be warriors right here on the home front. But I have a problem with this, too, of getting these guys gunned down over there on the front lines in some a WOG country, and then a lot of them drag these WOG women home and stuff.
Well, when you go through boot camp, the whole thing is to break you down and brainwash you. And what they're doing now is they're just brainwashing to be politically correct and diverse. And
yeah, and we, you remember, that on at the Battle of Stalingrad, there was 1 million men on both sides died.
Yeah.
1 million men,
yeah.
And most of them were white.
Yeah.
And then you've got the First World War where, 100,000 or more died in one battle.
Yeah.
And all that. I mean, now we can't take this.
Well, World War II was 65 million and almost all of them are white.
Yeah, so I just can't go along with this. This war is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we're going to play a little tape.
Well, you know, look, one guy said basically for training and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
He said, you know,
right.
You know, that's a good point.
I could see maybe mercenaries.
Except for one thing, I think the Second American Revolution isn't going to be traditional. It's not going to be fought with bombs and guns like most people think. It's going to be fought with chemical and biological weapons, and it's going to be just one guy throwing a bunch of smallpox around. It's not going to be, you know, an army of people making military formations.
Oh, my God, it's going to be itchy, scratchy time.
Damn right. It's
oh,
not going to be
wow.
What you think.
But smallpox is not as contagious as people think it
well,
is.
Well, no, I think that's just the propaganda.
I mean, they've been promoting it like...
It's just like anthrax. It's a propaganda
yeah,
value. It scares
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, you know all this bullshit about weapons of mass destruction? That's all a bunch of bullshit. Saddam is saying, what if he came over here and told us to show us all... our weapons of mass destruction had us get rid of ours. We've got more weapons of mass destruction than anybody.
You better believe.
So, you know, let's face it, you know, only reason why we're over there is just George Bush wants to appease the Jews and protect Israel from the weapons of mass destruction, because I'm sure since the last war that Saddam Hussein has acquired better Scud missiles with better technology from Russia. To be more accurate in when they land into Jerusalem this time. So just remember, don't come down on the sand niggers too hard, because the enemy of our enemy is our friend. And my points of views and your...
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You know that Israel's got all these weapons of mass destruction, have for a long time, stole the plutonium and stuff from us, to put those bombs together.
Yeah.
And they've even threatened Europe in the last 30 days.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the speakers there, we talked about it last week. And look at how they killed all their guys on the USS Liberty,
yeah.
35 guys. And they've been doing shit for a long time. So this is, it is totally ridiculous. And all the weapons of mass destruction that that Iraq had, we gave them to them.
Oh, yeah.
We gave them to them and said, well, see how this works.
Well, they wanted them to get Iran.
Try it on Iranians.
Yeah.
Here's some
well,
stuff.
They were using gas on the Iranians.
I got 14 barrels of stuff here, Rumsfeld said. Now, I don't know which is which, but try them all.
Well, he was the one that was set it up.
Sure he was, under Reagan.
Yeah.
Well, this is the craziest damn thing I ever heard. I'm going to march in the anti-war parade.
Yeah.
And
well, I heard you were telling me down in San Diego there was one kid that went down there in a full Nazi uniform marching with the Reds.
I just heard about it today on email that some young guy from San Diego actually had some kind of a NS uniform. He even said he had a
SS dagger.
An SS dagger, and he was down there with no on the war, and he survived.
Yeah.
Nobody attacked
among
him.
All the queers and the communists.
And they said there were some people came up and said, that's good, thank you, and that's all right, you know. And so I've been wanting to march in a parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to get right up front.
Because
I was talking to a TV guy. I said, oh, man, you're going to do that? I said, yeah, I think I will. I was all wet in the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm changing my tune. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Tom, I was wondering if you could tell me whatever happened to the Odinus Fellowship. The one that was based in Crystal River, Florida, under the leadership of Elsie Christensen. It's my understanding that they are no longer in operation, and I would like to know if you know what's going on there, and also what do you think of the Odinus Fellowship? Do you think it was a good organization?
Oh.
I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, Dr. Kahlenberg, that's right down your alley.
Elsie got busted. She was a Danish citizen, never got American citizenship, so they deported her, and she's in Canada right now, and she's very, very, very old. Very old.
Yeah.
Probably in her 80s or 90s.
She was old when I met her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When
20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's not functioning anymore, and I like Elsie, and actually she kind of winged me in when I first got into the movement, It's just I have really disagreements with her, especially when she was trying to soap the Nazi thing, considering she was a National Socialist. Well, she was a Strasserite.
Yeah.
She was a National Socialist, and she kind of wanted to go with Willis Cardo's populist thing, that she said that, you know, the racial thing had to be populist and not Nazi. And
yeah, she wanted Odinism to be too pacifist.
Yeah. Well,
I liked her, and I thought she had some good articles in her little paper she put out. But she was too pacifist.
Well, you know, you got to give her credit because the Edmund Fellowship newsletter went on for like 20 years, you know, doing it six times a year. Her husband died in the 60s or early 70s. And, you know, she did it for all that by herself, living in a trailer in Florida.
So anyhow, she's pretty much out of the picture now, but she did a lot of good work while she was doing it, and we just had a few tactical differences, that's all. Yes. Now, what did you say about Elsie?
Oh, she was the head of one of the Danish Nazi Party before she became a Strasserite, and her husband got in a motorcycle and went down to National Socialist Germany, and you know how they meet with all the leaders of other Nazi movements. You know, I guess she met personally with Hitler.
How about that?
I think it's probably like one of these things where people go and meet Reagan and stuff, you know, or the President Bush, you know, they're in there for 5 seconds. And
that's something anyhow. Yeah. And, the Ernst Zundel, it looks like they're going to... They arrested him, and it looks like they're going to deport him, but I'm not sure whether they're going to deport him back to Canada, because Canada may refuse to let him back in, and so they would deport him probably to Germany.
Or he'll go straight to prison.
Yeah, if he gets into Germany, and so I'm an awful suspicious guy. See, when you get old, sometimes you get sort of paranoid and suspicious. I'm almost thinking maybe that whole thing to get him down into this country might have been just one big setup, you know? Don't want to spread any nasty rumors or aspersions on anybody, but, you know, all of a sudden he gets down here, and then all of a sudden he's set up in this strange deal that he didn't go to an appointment he was supposed to go to. That's fishy.
Yeah.
Like maybe somebody hid the notice or something. I don't know, but it sounds strange to me.
Yeah. George Bush, he remains defiant in the court of public opinion. It's remarkable how defiant that man is in the world of public opinion. In the world court of public opinion. What George Bush has to understand is that the modern state of Germany has rejected the skull and bones philosophy. Now I know skull and bones, just like Kerry's grandpa, I know Bush's grandpa was Jewish also, and Prescott Sheldon Bush. And I know he supported the skull and crossbones in Germany, but Germany has a lot of experience with the death set, the skull and crossbones. And George W. Bush is still wet behind the ears compared to Germany's experience with the skull and crossbones. And the modern state of Germany rejects George Bush's skull and crossbones.
Well, I don't know about that one, Dr. Kallenberg, about the skull and crossbones. Are we getting into this cult thing?
Well, I think that Europe isn't rejecting Freemasonry. What they're doing is trying to out-politically correct the Bush administration.
Well,
even Chirac, you know, the ultra-conservative, he told Estonia and all these countries that are going to support the United States that they may not even get into the European Union if they go along with the United States. And he started talking about blocking his vote against them.
Masonry, you know, is a lot different in Europe. See, I've known quite a number of Masons, and they're pretty candid with me.
Yeah.
And the one I knew from Greece said, this American Masonry is just nothing like Europe. They really take it serious over there in Europe.
Yeah, the Fallbrook Freemasons, all the ones they conspired about was getting a next keg of beer. And we went to one of their meetings down at our friend's gas station, and basically
that's not their meeting place. They got a big hall.
I'm pretty sure that was a Freemason meeting where all these knuckleheads.
Well, they're all Masons, yeah. But I told them more about their secrets than they knew.
Yeah.
I mean, they were shocked that I. Well, all you have to do is get that book by Albert Pike. You can buy it at a used bookstore. The morals and dogmas of Freemasonry.
He was also the one that created the Klan ritual and stuff.
Well, he did a lot of that stuff, but we ain't going to tell because that's a big secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, four things. First of all, make that print beggar on that newspaper mine.
Okay. All right.
Two, what is Matt Hall in jail for anyway? I never heard what he was arrested for. What's his bail? Three, Richard Gere is a Jew, and so is that guy Spector. They're both Jews. And let's get to France. When was the last time France bombed and strafed the U.S. Naval Intelligence Ship and killed 33 soldiers? you did. What was the last time France spied on the United States? Pollard did. He was a Jew from Israel. What was the last time France took weapons that we gave her for her own defense, made a few modifications, called it their own invention, and sold it to the communist Chinese to use against us? I'd say the French are on the right track.
Yeah.
And the Germans, well, I don't think they have any cause to love them anyway. So, I mean, I say this stuff on radio talk shows, you know, get people thinking. What was the last time France sold America out? France is for France. France, you know, doesn't want to lose a $100 billion lucrative business. You can't blame them. Just say, we'll go fight a war for the damn Jews.
The man speaks the truth.
That's true.
Dr. Kaldenberg. And, of course, what happened to Matt Hale was he's charged with, I guess, soliciting the murder of a federal judge. Because there was a snitch that had made $50,000 spying on
the head of his security.
The head of his security said so. Well, I don't believe it, but still Matt's stuck in jail.
You get people to sail off for $50,000.
And they'll say almost anything.
I'd say my mother is a grape.
Oh, was she?
Also, that Phil Spector thing, I watched TV that Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson's sister, supposedly Phil Spector, I guess, had a thing for her, and he pulled a gun on her and trapped her in her house for so many days. The guy never went to jail for it.
Cool.
You know, if you're rich and Jewish, you can do anything you want.
You could even shoot a nigger.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, like he killed a woman who was out on bail in 24 hours. Can you imagine our people, even if they put a swastika in a bowling alley, they wouldn't get any bail. They wouldn't be out in 24 hours.
No, it's totally a class thing,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I just want to know if you heard about the people buying duct tape and plastic shit to go over the windows and all that. I just want to know if you think that's actually going to help. Or if it's just going to cause more hysteria, because, you know, personally, I don't think it will help. Anyways, things are going to get worse, and as you say, worse is better for now. Take it easy, 88.
Well, they're going nuts. You know, I knew I should have put some money into the tape manufacturing business.
That tape must be going about 50% now.
Right? Oh, wow. I don't know what company owns that duct tape.
You know, it's funny. All these people are going to be duct taping their windows and their doors, and they're going to get in there and suffocate.
Well, a guy called on the radio the other night. He says, you know, it's a proven fact. If you seal all the cracks and everything and make a room almost airtight, that with three or four people breathing carbon dioxide out, that after a while you could die.
Oh, yeah.
So you're gassing yourself with carbon dioxide.
That'd be funny if Bush ended up killing more Americans than the terrorists did.
That must be
stupid advice.
That must be a Nazi thing.
Yeah.
Whoa. Well, my philosophy is very simple. When they drop something or throw something, just bend over and grab your ass and kiss it goodbye.
Oh,
you're probably not going to survive.
You know, like on Terminator 2, you know, like when they dropped the nuke and it just came up and the fire came in waves.
Yeah.
They dropped a nuclear in Los Angeles. I'd be just there being all thankful when the wave came in and got me.
Yeah, I'm
at least Los Angeles got it.
You lose way fast.
Damn right.
Hi, my name is David, and I have emailed you and got an email message back with this number, and some of your manual, your mini survival manual, I got that. White guy. And tired of the issues, tired of doing nothing, tired of parades and pamphlets, and I want to get involved, and I have a problem I need help with. So if you could give me a call, 309.
Well, we cut him off there because he's not supposed to leave his private information on his telephone line.
That's true.
And I think this is the same guy that made veiled references to he needed help to take care of a problem. And it could be lucrative.
Well, those guys will give you $20 if you kill some niggers.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the last time, you know, that was years ago. They called me up when I ran the Klan.
Yeah.
Guy wanted to give me a donation of $25 and then go out and get these two niggers that raped his daughter. I said, what the hell's the matter with you, you dumbass? You know, a father that wouldn't take care of the problem is not much of a father.
And if he did it, he would be the first guy to roll on you.
Oh, of course he would.
Yeah, I never gave him $25. I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and these guys want to call you up on the phone and arrange a hit.
Get
on, jeez, give me a break.
Well, I'm 39 years old. I've been preaching and telling everybody who has an ear. Things you told me for 15 years. Thank you.
Dr. Kaldenberg, what do you got?
I know last Wednesday it was raining really bad in L.A. and it was kind of cold.
Yeah.
You know, because that Michael Jackson's all upset about that way that WOG portrayed him in that documentary.
Yeah, that dirty guy.
Well, they're saying on KFI they're making fun of him that some Christian church in Watts bought all these black children to stand on Michael Jackson's star on the Walk of Hollywood. in the rain and pour, and they had signs out there saying it was a white conspiracy to portray, you know, Michael Jackson as a pedophile. And they're kind of making fun of it.
Well, it is.
Well, I know, but they're saying it was a white conspiracy. The guy who did it was a WOG, anyway. But they're out there in the middle of the rain, and the KFI says, I wonder if these children are the ones who came up with this idea about standing in the rain and complaining and blaming most on white people. Or was it adults that put them up there? Because it was pretty damn cold, you know, for Southern California. They're out there in the rain standing to, you know,
support
this geek.
Dr. Kallenberg, what is very interesting about this is how liberals and conservatives work out their racism.
Mm-hmm.
They get a guy like this,
yeah,
who is a nigger,
mm-hmm,
try to be white,
yeah,
and down deep they hate his guts, but they can use all the pedophile thing,
yeah,
as their excuse to,
yeah,
hate him. When we know they hated him before,
oh, yeah,
he was a pedophile.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so funny.
Yeah.
Any psychiatrist.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is there's three documentaries now, and all three of them are happening on Black History Month. Is that amazing? That the most important Black History documentary is the Michael Jackson is a Freak documentary.
Yeah, and you know, all I got to say is if these people know this, they've had plenty of warning of what he is, and they still take their kids up there and,
yeah,
let them stay there. What's the? I mean, you know, they're all criminals,
oh,
and
yeah,
freaks. So let them all go down to the ship together or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Of course, these white kids, I guess, should be rescued out of there.
Yeah.
But if you tried to rescue them out of there, you'd go to jail.
Oh, for a hate crime.
Why, hell,
they're interfering,
yeah,
with the rights of a homosexual.
I mean, we're just talking about such a depraved damn culture,
oh, yeah,
that it's, you know, in any decent society, a death squad would walk in there and kill them all.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I say, is that if somebody dropped a nuclear bomb over my head, I'd be happy just as long as it gets L.A.
We got to get Charlie Manson out of jail.
Damn right.
He'd take care of it.
Nigger nightclub. Yeah, they were rumbling around with the pepper spray and stuff, and the 20 of them got killed. They said some of them got their heads pressed against the wall so hard that their heads popped off.
Well, some gal said that she saw a guy's whole face get crushed in. Well, they, you know, it's 3 in the morning, you know, what the hell, they should have been home in bed like good boys, huh?
Talk about popping blackheads.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Now, look, you know what, and you know why the guys chained the back door.
Oh, yeah, they only had one exit.
Well, because they're always trying to sneak in,
oh, yeah,
for free.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
those niggers,
yeah,
I mean, you know. And so so they really had a... So they, well, it was just a fist fight started,
yeah,
and the security used some pepper spray.
I bet
spray.
It was a nigger security guard, too.
You know, why the hell would everybody panic over a little pepper spray? I mean,
niggers are weird. I mean, they're terrified of dogs.
I stood right in the middle of,
yeah,
pepper spray cloud. And
McCall used to spray himself purposely with pepper spray just to make himself tough.
Yeah, right.
Spray,
yeah,
with mace.
Watch
stuff.
This.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right. Well, I guess the niggers are just having a little problem there in Chicago.
You know, it'd be funny, because, well, they said that they got pressed so hard that someone couldn't come out of the door because their arms were bent. It's too bad the place didn't catch on fire and have a nigger.
Oh, my God, you're a mean man.
That's true.
You know, you mentioned going to see that movie Recruit a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I just got to see it the other night, and boy, that was good.
That was a damn good movie.
I recommend that movie to every guy out there. Every lone wolf should,
yeah,
go see that, because there was a whole lot of good information. There was some excellent information in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just the way you should be and how you don't, you know, you're suspicious of everybody, mm, and all that kind of stuff. That was excellent. So, you guys, well, I give that a 5 of flaming swastika.
Cool.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And so I want you all to go out and see that movie, Recruit.
Darn good movie.
Yeah. Okay, Doctor.
Penn and Teller Bullshit.
Oh, I
you
love it.
That?
I love
that. Armageddon?
Armageddon. I love that show.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good because they had to, remember, with Hal Linden?
Lindsay.
Is it Lindsay? Yeah,
yeah,
the guy who wrote The Late Great Penn.
What a con man that guy is.
Yeah, he's a big, bloated out and stuff.
It's all going to be the end of the world.
They had some funny lines in there. He said, when they said you know, even though they're Christians ripping off other Christians, on some level, it makes you feel sad. I mean,
yeah,
I'm kind of surprised they get away with saying the stuff they do.
You know, and this is all over misinterpretation,
yeah,
of their Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Because it doesn't mean the end of the world. It was said the end of an age.
Yeah.
And when you understand the astrological situation of what it's all behind,
yeah,
it meant they're going from the age of Pisces,
oh, yeah,
into the age of Aquarius.
Oh, yeah.
So you have 12 ages in the circle of the...
We are now in the age of Aquarius.
We're in the age of Aquarius.
We are in the end of the Christian age.
And they should have, if there was going to be the end of the world, it would have been right at the when we entered 2001, right?
Yeah.
They don't understand. The Christians don't even know their own. They don't even understand their own.
Well, it was kind of interesting. They were showing all the dates they were given for the world to end. I remember when I was a little kid that Jehovah's Witnesses and the Plain Truth used to say that the world would end in 1972, and they had this book called The Super King about Henry Kissinger, and he was the Antichrist, and he was going to bring about Armageddon and everything, and Jesus.
He should be the Antichrist.
And then, you know, when I was a little kid, the Mormon Church, I mean, we had to have a year's supply of food and 3 months of water because Jesus was coming back and the world was going to end any second.
Man, I tell you, this end of the world stuff drives me nuts. You know, and just think of how many people have given their whole lives and held themselves back and not had fun.
There have been whole Christian...
It's the end of the world.
There have been whole Christian cults who've committed suicide because they're afraid that the earth was going to end.
Over and over
again. Yeah, tons of times.
And, well, in fact, in Rome, when the Christianity was first getting started back there, they were jumping off cliffs and everything else so they could go to heaven.
Oh, yeah, little kids, they used to cut off their testicles so they wouldn't be tempted by sin so they go to heaven.
Oh,
you know, I'd rather jump off a cliff than do that.
Religious insanity. Yeah. And I'll tell you, that Penn and Teller is okay.
Oh, one thing about the Black Death is a lot of Christians thought that if they beat themselves with whips that they would atone for their sins and that the Black Plague would disappear.
Isn't that
they would march in the walk, they go on pilgrimage and walk through the streets of Europe flogging themselves.
I'm telling you, we've been plagued with religious insanity for far too long, and don't seem to go away too quick, does
it? Oh, well, it won't. Well, religion is needed. It's just not Jewish religion.
Well, boy, I'll tell you. What kind of religion is needed?
Aryan religion, baby.
Okay. Race.
Yes.
Biology.
A racist religion.
Science.
Worshipping yourself.
Yeah, science. I saw a good one on The Simpsons the other day. They must think we're a bunch of kooks on here.
Yeah.
But anyhow, The Simpsons, and they were talking, it was the church and science. And they said, yeah, they should be separated. And the judge says that science should not come within 500 feet of religion anymore.
Oh, I saw this new show. It was called That's My Bush. It's the same guy that does South Park. It's this Jew and this Goyim guy.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty funny. I mean, they were ripping Bush apart. They had him like he was his frat brothers. He went to take him to an execution in Texas. And so Bush made a fake execution where these actors come in, but it got all screwed up, so it was a real execution. So Bush, and he thought that the reporters were real. They're supposed to be fake reporters, but they're real reporters. President Bush walked up to the guy and farted in his face. They put Drano in his needle to kill him and stuff, and he really killed the guy. And he goes, uh-oh.
Oh.
He's just freaking out in front of the reporters.
Oh,
I'm
going
to make Bush into a real idiot. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man. Well, I think they're pretty close to the fact there.
Heard in the newspaper, that immigration from Africa is up in the United States, and in some places like Chicago, it's up 700% this year from last year.
700%?
In a big place they're going to Texas. The niggers from Africa and Kenya stuff are coming to Texas.
They got
to
start raising more cotton down there in Texas.
Yeah.
They got plenty of cotton pickers coming in
Not
there.
Bad enough we got our own niggers, but now we got them coming in from Africa.
I'm telling you.
Not even in chains.
It's becoming insane, man.
Yeah.
It's becoming insane. I think we need Joseph Paul Franklin
We
need Joseph Paul Franklin. We need, what's his name that I just mentioned? That was the Manson boy. Get him out here. Charles Manson. We need some real people who understand this situation.
What we need is to rent a hall and have this big rock concert and chain all the doors shut and start spraying them with pepper spray.
Damn it. You weren't supposed to let that out. You weren't supposed to let that
Watch
out.
Watch those blackheads pop.
And I'll tell you another thing. You know, if they drop bombs on the top of these damn casinos around, they're totally full of non-whites.
Yeah.
You go to a casino now, anywhere all these Indian
people... A lot of gooks and gook ladies.
Oh, it's full of gooks and blacks and Mexicans and mestizos and everything. So if anybody ever wanted to get them, just chain the door.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, oh, man. Hey, what? I hear that the Mexican birth rate is getting up around 60% here.
Yeah, they're really ripping them out.
The mestizos.
Oh, yeah. That's not counting the other minorities either. That's just the sticks.
What the hell are we going to do about that?
Well, our birth rate's down. No, about 10-20% now in that.
Wow. Dr. Collenberg, Bangladesh has fallen on bad times.
Oh, how sad.
Well, they had a ferry sink over there.
No,
not a faggot, but a ferry. And not a frigate either. And the sinking kills sacrificial livestock.
So, yeah,
a ferry carrying...
You mean animals died instead of walls?
336 sacrificial cattle and goats to market for an upcoming Muslim festival, Saint Saturday, after running around in central Bangladesh. At least one cattle trader was reported missing.
Okay, that's good.
And feared drowned along with 260 cows and goats, police said.
That's sad, the cows and goats.
Oh, man, man. Dr. Kahlenberg, what is this crap about the left wing going to make a counterattack on old Rush Scumball and his people?
Oh, yeah, I heard that the capitalists are basically, the venture capitalists are going to start a left-wing network. It's going to be called Amshell Media. And it's just going to have a whole bunch of left-wing radio shows. They're going to rank them from Saturday Night Live on there, and they're going to try to compete because they think, quote-unquote, that the airwaves are too right-wing. And then what they're going to do is they're going to have a lot of entertainment people, like they're going to have Martin Sheen and all these people tell the world about their politics, and they're going to try to make it comedy, kind of like a Saturday Night Live thing.
Well, I've been upset about this for a long time. We've got all these right-wing Jews, and we haven't balanced it up with left-wing
Jews. That's true. Al Franken needs to give the left-wing kike point of view.
We have to have the left-wing kike point of view and the right-wing kike point of view, and then we'll have a balance and truth.
Yeah, so the beast doesn't fly crooked. If it just has a right wing, it flies in circles. It's got to have a left wing and a right wing to fly straight.
Have you been on skunk weed again?
No.
Wow.
That's how democracy works.
Dr. Kahlenberg, Presidente Fox down in Mexico, he's upset, and also the World Court advises the U.S. to stop executing Mexican criminals.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it said we've been icing too many of these rapists and murdering mestizos.
Yeah, those are votes. He wants to flood the United States with Mexicans so he can vote himself president of the United States.
Yeah, and so we're over there listening to these people. The World Court over in The Hague, and I've been there. I've been in that place.
What you got to do is just get like a B-52 bomber and throw Cargo Bay with Mexicans and go over to Mexico City and just drop them there and let them have all these Mexican criminals.
Oh, you think that's what we ought to do?
Yeah, have a little drop-in.
Cool. Well, you see a picture here of some nice young Aryan people working.
Mm-hmm.
They're down there in Scottsville in Arizona, and these are operators who assist 9/11 callers who don't speak English.
Whoa.
And then they translate every language and every dialect with the exception of some Native American languages. That's huge, especially in a city like Scottsdale with its tourist population, many of whom come from different countries. So they want to make it easier for these illegal aliens to come in. And isn't that nice of the Liberian people? We like them.
You know, if Genghis Khan or Attila the Hun would have came today, they would have made sure that he had an affirmative action placed on the board of directors. Instead of fighting him.
Well, they'd asphalted all the roads, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gave him the guns and the food.
Right. Well, there's hope there, Dr. Kahlenberg. That Maricopa County Sheriff Deputy who works in the Mesa substation woke up Sunday to find the new Ford Crown Victoria. He drove home with four flat tires and the words pig and oink prominently written on the hood, trunk and sides.
Cool.
Well, things are hearkening back here a little bit.
Yeah, good old days.
Wow. Don't forget our motto there, Wyatt. Remember, friends don't let friends date niggers.
Or spicks, or dukes.
That's
or
right.
Kikes.
That's right.
Or wogs.
Or kikes on bikes. Well, the white liberals are all upset up around Flagstaff, Arizona. Analysis of the graduating classes in Flagstaff Unified School District reveals an epidemic dropout rate among American Indian boys.
Oh, no.
And the white Aryan Christians up there are all upset about it.
Are the Indians going on the warpath or something?
I don't know why, but they've been playing hooky.
Yeah.
And the white Aryans are not too happy.
Well, I heard something kind of good out of Rancho Penasquitos. A wog woman was going to a bank, and she accidentally stepped on the gas instead of the brakes, and she drove her car and killed three Mexicans.
Wow! We got to give her the Aryan Award.
You like that? Yeah, we've got to have more wogs driving in Mexican neighborhoods.
Yeah, I think we ought to have all wogs driving SUVs.
Yeah,
then, huh? Now, look at this. This is despicable. An officer is charged with stealing shuttle debris. A Texas law enforcement officer was arrested Monday on federal charges. He stole pieces of the space shuttle Columbia.
You going to sell it on eBay or something?
I think he was. And he was a white boy. You see that? Look at a white boy.
Yeah.
Well, you got to make a little money somewhere.
You know, sell some nigger trophies for Black History Month.
What the hell? Why not? Well, Wyatt, we're going to put on a little interview I did yesterday with the television station down in San Diego. It's KSWB. and they're Channel 51,
mm-hmm.
and they're all excited because the ADL is all upset with this ethnic cleansing game that's out on the market. National Alliance is selling it.
Oh.
Yeah, and so they're all upset about it, so they come up here to talk to me. So we did an interview with them, and I'm going to put it on here, and we'll see how it comes out. Well, here we go, I think.
Is it going to make the document clean?
That's me.
It sounds like you've known about it for a while. It's something that we're really just picking up on in the media right now. I ordered my own copy, Ethnic Cleansing. I played it earlier today. Basically, what you're doing is you're shooting black people, you're shooting Latinos, and if you're really good, which I haven't been able to do yet, master the game, you can go and kill the Jews.
Cool.
What do you think about this game?
Well, the market is so full of killer games that this is hardly would make a dent in the overall market because I'm not a game guy myself, but I see them and I hear the kids talking about them, and most of them are based upon killing somebody, so I don't see any big thing about this being that way, and they have the rapper type stuff, and black gangster rap killing whites and all that kind of stuff, so it wouldn't excite me too much as far as it's not a cause of breakdown in society.
That's one of the things that we talked about this on the phone,
yeah.
Is I talked to the ADL, and let me make sure I got my quote correct because I don't want to misquote them, but they talked about this game was a recruiting measure to create a race war.
Whoa!
That's Morris, right? Because, you know, they get all excited. In fact, like I said on the phone, I don't know what I'd do without the ADL. They over-exaggerate to the point, primarily to make themselves seem important, and they're able to take in more money that way by scaring the hell out of a lot of people.
Juice later.
You know, there's groups that do that. And so they keep a lot of these little old Jewish ladies in turmoil all the time that somebody's coming to get them. But I'm glad because based upon their complaining and exaggeration and the press picking it up, it'll probably sell five times as many copies around the country.
Tell them, Tommy.
Why do you want it to sell?
Well, I didn't produce the game myself. I believe National Alliance produced the game. And I don't think it makes me one difference or another. It's just a tactic that is used. And, but as a recruiting tool, I don't see that being a great recruiting tool because I don't think the average kid that's going to play that is going to really, really relate that to everyday life. I think they're far too PC about that kind of stuff where people see a movie where somebody kills somebody, well, they're going to go out and kill somebody. Well, if that was true, there'd be dead people everywhere. I don't think people are influenced by games that much.
Again, another quote. This is from a Latino organization that I talked to. This game is a tool to build monsters, racism at its worst.
Well, a lot of these people just don't like it when it comes from the white male side. So when the white male says, well, I'm going to have fun and play my game like I want to play it, they get upset, you know. But as long as they got their games, their music, white's a dummy and white's no good, white males are crumbs and all that, well, that's fine. But if you're going to have free speech and free trading of ideas, you'd have to let it all in. They got to learn that. Otherwise, there'll be an upheaval and people will get hurt.
So you don't think a game like this really has much effect on the fight to separate the races?
I really don't think in the long run. I think it may add a little bit. There may be a few come in because they've seen the game, but most of the people who probably get the game are already racist anyhow. And so the game is something. In fact, I have said before, wouldn't you have these rather have these people playing the game than out shooting people? You never know. If you can get that urge out of someone's system, you might be saving somebody. Because I think a lot of people play games to let the steam off. And that's probably the best thing.
Do you think there would be some guy out there who's maybe a little mentally disturbed, sees this game, plays this game, and then takes it a step farther and does something like that?
That's possible. Sure. However, the amount of, say, Nazi movies and everything on TV and comic books and everything else, and there's only a certain amount of people identify with that, why the game will have a trouble catching up. Because if people go in to see these movies, and a lot of young guys, they like the Nazis, they look sharp in their uniform and stuff, and they could come away too and want to go out and shoot somebody. So, I mean, what, are you going to stop making movies? In fact, what's strange to me, most of those good Nazi movies are made by Jews, and they made a lot of money making them.
Let's talk about you.
And nobody's made any more off the swastika than Jewish Hollywood.
This is true.
Yeah. And you go to any gun show, almost all the Nazi memorabilia is sold by Jewish merchants.
What are you up to these days?
Well, I changed from being an aircraft carrier to a submarine. And so my motto is I dive and travel at periscope depth.
What do you think?
I support the lone wolf strategy, the cell structure. Don't join membership groups. Not that we don't have a certain amount of respect for a membership group, but it's totally unrealistic considering the infiltration by federal and state authorities and so forth today. And so people are much better off, and their privacy is protected much better if they remain individuals or with small groups of people who they know very well.
Yeah.
We have a very young audience. I work at a WB, so we have a lot of viewers that probably don't even know who you are.
Yeah, time flies. Yeah, exactly. How does
I'm a handsman.
What do you want? What do you like America to be?
Well, I'm a white separatist, and I'm an anti-imperialist. I'm totally against this supposed war coming on. A lot of people think I'd be for it. No, I'm totally against it because the people in Washington use this military action to consolidate more and more power, and we lose more and more freedom to where they can say, well, you can play this game, you can't play that game. I believe in minding our own business. I'd like to have a white state. I'm not a supremacist in the sense that I want to rule. I don't want to rule over any non-white person. But I do want them to understand that we demand eventually a white state that can be totally white if we want it to be. Now, that means that we cooperate with the Europeans, the white Russians, the white Hispanics, all the way down through Chile and South America, and all the way up through Canada, down to Australia. And then we even have, we share information. Well, I've been to Japan twice and give lectures to military and civilian people, business people there. And so that's basically what I propose. But I do, my position is that the experiment that has taken place in this country has failed. And like Alexander Humboldt, the historian in the 19th century, said, America or the United States will absorb Mexico and fall. This is not going to work. All these races are not going to assimilate. And as the job market gets worse and things like that, the economy worsens, they're going to start fighting. And then one thing leads to another.
No, Tommy.
Why do you want the separate state? Like in this game, if we go back to it real quickly, they talk about they're killing subhumans. They do not believe that black people, Jewish people, Latinos are on the same level as white people. Do you believe that?
Well, I think nature decides these things. If the white race, the white European race, has decided to lay down and die as a species, then it obviously is not superior. I'm concerned about that because I would very much like to see the white European race the superior race. But in many cases, they certainly don't act like it. And the leadership in Washington that are primarily white, they really don't act like it. And so, but does that mean that that we have to hate everybody else? No, I go up to another country of non-white people, get along fine. I just don't want those people all to move here. I believe we established North America as a, from the beginning as a white-dominated country, and I think that we should have kept it that way.
And I think I've heard and read this before, and you just touched on it. You don't hate blacks. You don't hate Jews. You don't hate Latinos. You don't hate other races. You just don't want to live with them.
Right, but I let's put it this way. I don't hate people of other races who don't hate me. If they show by their actions and their deeds they're the enemy of my race, then I would hate them, yes. But if they say, hey, Tom, look, I think you're right. We ought to just have a separate situation and have separate states, then I've got no problem with them at all. In fact, I see many times on the radio, I seem to get more positive calls out of black people than white people. Because the white people all feel guilty. That's their national sport.
Why can't we get all get along?
We can. I mean, this world got along for thousands of years with races in different parts of the world separated. There's no reason why we can't again. I mean, when Europe was basically all white, they were carrying on commerce with non-white nations around the world. Sometimes they didn't treat them fairly, I agree. But that's where mercantilism gets confused with racism. But I've been here since 68, and I don't think anybody's ever accused me of doing anything bad to a person of color. I mean, I've dealt with people of color ever since I've been in this town. I remember when I first moved to this town, I loaned a black guy a couple of grand to make his down payment on his house, the Marine. So the public's understanding of the way I run my life is very much different than what it actually is.
Finally going full circle now back to this game. It really doesn't seem to me that you think it's a bad game. It's just kind of entertainment.
It's entertainment, just like these movies. I went to see The Recruit the other night. Great movie. And, of course, all those kind of movies show you 75 ways to kill people. I liked the movie, but it didn't really turn me on to go out and kill somebody. No, it's just more entertainment. If they don't want violence in games, they should close them all down, I guess. But then again, that's free speech.
Final question for you.
Yes.
Would you like one of your grandkids to play this game?
Like? It's not like or dislike. If he wanted to, I'd sure let him. But I wouldn't push it on him either. That's the way I've raised all my kids. My library's got more books against racism in it than it does for racism. And they've always had them there to read. But since I'm a total free speech type person, play whatever you want. And give the kids some credit for having a brain, you know.
Appreciate it, Tom.
Thank you.
It's nice talking to you. I've always wanted to interview you before. Very nice interview. No chairs were flying around or anything.
No,
probably there isn't.
Well, Dr. Colin Burt, what do you think of that?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, there's a game called Castle of Wolfenstein. I believe that's the name of it. And anyway, the game, you can't play the Nazis, you got to play the anti-Nazi, and you go in this castle, and the object is you get points for killing Nazis. The more Nazis you kill, that's probably what they're doing. They're probably just doing a reversal of the game.
Right. They probably got one about the Klan, too,
yeah,
around. And there's a website, got a whole bunch of them on. Something about Black Rhino or something, Rhino Black or something, I don't know, I didn't write it down, but they say they even got more wild racism games up there.
There's a whole lot of them about killing, you know, Nazis.
What would we do without the ADL? Aren't they nice guys?
I remember the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that nice Jewish movie that the Nazis, all they started melting, their faces started melting, and there was nothing wrong with that, but if you showed kikes melting, boy, oh howdy.
Oh, yeah.
That's been done.
Yeah, well, you know, Morris Casuto, he's the ADL man in San Diego. In fact, I'm the whole reason they put him down there 25 years ago, and whenever they have anything, they go to him and interview him first, and then come to me. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That they never just come to me.
Well, they got to. He's like a religious icon. They've got to go down to and pray to a shrine.
Like a state religion, you know.
And get sanctified.
That's
they come
right.
Up with a demon and talk. But you know, the guy Hollywood is just full of how many hundreds of thousands of anti the white movies they made where they show people killing Nazis and glorifying violence.
Even on some of those like Rod Serling and stuff.
Oh yeah,
they had that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, that Private Benjamin, Saving Private. Well, Private Ryan, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it was.
Where they took the flamethrower and burning these Nazis alive and stuff.
Yeah, well, and that one, the...
and they were surrendering to their hands.
Dirty Dozen out through the bombs in there, killed all the women and everything.
Yeah, kids, inside the...
It's all BS. We'll make whatever game we want. Wait a minute, I didn't make a damn dime on that game.
Yeah, I never even heard of it before, actually.
Yeah, that's the National Alliance put that together, so that's good. Well, anyhow... Here, I got some... Well, wait a minute. That show... Now, this is going to date this tape a little bit, but that interview, or, you know, 3 seconds, they'll put on TV, is going to be on this Thursday night. This Thursday night. That'll be the night after we play the show, but that's only on Channel 51 in San Diego, KSWB. It's going to be on between 9 and 10 o'clock, if anybody gets this information. Okay. Anyhow, the Arizona Republic, Boeing... Israel aircraft combined to build missiles in U.S. plant.
Whoa.
Isn't that a weapon of mass destruction?
Damn right.
So the Kikes are teaming up with Boeing, and they're going to build these missiles in our plant, and Israel's going to use them and then probably sell them to the Chinese like they have before.
They'll sell some of the...
Now, that's interesting, though, that Boeing's shares fell 43 cents to 29.84 in trading on Tuesday, so I wonder what that was all about.
I'm not sure their stock should have gone up.
Maybe somebody wasn't too happy with that. But how hypocritical can you be? I mean, we're giving them weapons, selling them weapons, letting them get the plutonium, building the atomic bombs, everything else. The spies are spying on us, and there are even some who are involved, I know, in that 9/11 thing, too, you know. And but yet that's okay. That's okay. It's no wonder the Arabs hate our guns, you know. Well, that March paper almost ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, get your subscriptions in, or $3 for a sample copy. And that's about it for this week. And we'll see you next week. Any final parting words there, Doctor?
Happy trails.
Happy trails?
Yeah.
You a Gene Autry fan?
That was Roy Rogers.
Oh, Roy Rogers. They were all faggots. I like the Durango Kid.
When I was little, when I was 6 years old, that was a hot TV show.
Oh, Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. Gag a maggot. I like the boys that dressed in black.
Yeah.
Even Zorro, man.
Yeah, Zorro was a good
dude. Yeah, man. So long, and we'll see you next week.